Hi, everybody. This is English Digest, and I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today is our unit on people. We're going to talk about the rise of Oprah Winfrey. I'm not sure if our listeners know who Oprah Winfrey is, but hey, she's pretty famous all over the world. She's a talk show host from America, and she's a woman, and she's black. So how many black women talk show hosts do you know about?
And she's one of the most wealthy women in the world. She's no longer a talk show host, though. She gave up her show a couple of years ago. It was kind of sad because it was really well-liked by a lot of people, had high ratings forever. I enjoyed watching it sometimes when I had time. It was broadcast during the day,
right.
So it's hard for working people to see it. But
Daytime TV.
Yeah, it was pretty good. She had a lot of book recommendations that I would listen to, and often I'd go and buy the book because it was on her show, and I enjoyed the things she recommended. Also, one time she recommended this brand of sheets for your bed
really?
Sheets. And she thought they were really comfortable.
Did you try them?
I did.
And
they were terrific.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you can tell us the name later. Of course, we can't promote products on this program, but you can tell me on the side later. Because sometimes I have difficulty sleeping.
Yeah.
But we are going to talk about Oprah Winfrey, how she became famous, a little bit about her background and what she's doing these days. She's still going strong, so let's get to it. Let's read today's article now in its entirety.
Oprah Gail Winfrey was born in 1954 in Mississippi, U.S., to a poor mother who worked as a housemaid. Oprah was actually named Orpah by her mother, after a biblical character, but people constantly mispronounced her name, and Oprah stuck. Despite being poor and having an often unsupportive mother, Oprah excelled in school. She studied communication in university and worked for a local radio station in Nashville, Tennessee. After working as a local news anchor for 2 years, Oprah was hired to host a talk show in 1978. Yet it wasn't until 1984 that Oprah received her big break. She moved to Chicago to host the TV talk show AM Chicago, which had sagging ratings. In a matter of months, the show went from dead last in the ratings to the highest-rated daytime talk show in America, and it was eventually renamed The Oprah Winfrey Show. The show's popularity was mainly due to Oprah's hosting style. She was empathetic, witty, and turned the talk show format into something resembling group therapy. Viewers also felt that Oprah stood for underrepresented people. She was a woman, she was black, and she didn't fit the stereotype of a thin supermodel that prevailed on TV. The show ran until 2011, and among its most memorable moments were Oprah's giveaways. On one episode in 2004, she shocked guests by proclaiming, "Everyone gets a car," and gave away a new car to each guest. During the premiere of the show's final season, 300 lucky fans received a trip to Australia with Oprah.
Okay, everybody, let's talk about the rise of Oprah Winfrey. When we talk about the rise of something, we talk about how something became famous, how it began with humble beginnings and became more famous as time went on. Oftentimes we talk about the rise and fall of something, like the rise and fall of the Roman Empire, the rise and fall of Nazi Germany, for example. Oprah Winfrey has not fallen yet. She's still going strong, so we're talking about the rise of Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah, well, let's talk about her background. Your background is a little bit about where you were born, where you were raised, what your family was like, your education, that's your background. She was born in 1954 in Mississippi. She was born there, and her mother was very poor. Her mother's job was working as a housemaid. A housemaid is someone who cleans houses for other people. So I don't know if she just worked in one home or if she cleaned in several different homes. Sometimes they go from house to house. Hmm. Oprah was actually named Orpah, which is a story I've never heard before. Orpah. Her mother picked this name out of the Bible, so we're calling her name something that a biblical character had. Biblical is the adjective form of Bible. So there is a character in the Bible whose name is Orpah, and her mother really liked it, and she gave that name to her daughter.
Okay, and biblical means having to do with the Bible, the holy book of the Jews and the Christians, the Bible, and anything having to do with the Bible, again, is biblical, biblical. Actually, bib there just means book, bibliography, having to do with like a library, for example. Those things all have to do with books. And again, that's kind of a strange name there, Orpah. So if I were growing up with this girl named Orpah, I might mistake her name and mispronounce the name. And that's what happened. Many people constantly mispronounced her name as Oprah instead of Orpah, and the name Oprah stuck. Now, if something's constant, that means it continues without stopping. This is the adverb form, constantly. Oh my goodness, it's been raining constantly recently. I wish it would stop.
Well, people constantly mispronounced her name. If you mispronounce something, it means you say it or speak it incorrectly. So she decided, well, I'm going to quit fighting this. I'm tired of correcting people. I'm tired of saying, no, that's not how you say my name. It's Orpah. So after a while, she gave up. And here it says the name Oprah stuck. If something sticks, it just means it doesn't go away. It just stays there. It remains. So she went through life being called a name that really wasn't her real name. So it's kind of a fun story.
Right, the name stuck. People started calling me this, and they wouldn't stop calling me this, so the name stuck, and that's how I was known later on. I don't know if she went back and officially changed this name, but this is the name we know her by now, Oprah Winfrey. And despite being poor and having an often unsupportive mother, Oprah excelled in school, despite being poor. Even though she was poor, and even though she had an unsupportive mother, she was still very good in school. If you're unsupportive, well, you don't support people. You don't give them encouragement. Maybe her mother thought, oh, you're just getting good grades because you're lucky. I think you should just concentrate on working hard. You're never going to amount to anything. You're just going to be a laborer in a factory. So that's an unsupportive mother. That's something a mother like that would say.
Yeah, it's very sad. Most mothers give a lot of encouragement to their kids. They want to help them. They want to see them exceed. Well, even though her mother was unsupportive, Oprah excelled in school. If you excel at something or excel in something, both of those prepositions are correct, at or in. It means you do something very well. In fact, you do something better than others. So if you're really good at something, you could say you excel at that. Some people excel in sports. Some people excel in music. She excelled in school. So she was very good as a student and got good grades.
Indeed, to excel. That's related to the word excellent. Oh my goodness, you did an excellent job in school this year. Congratulations. Now, when she got older, she studied communication in university when she went to college. Communication, of course, has to do with, yeah, communication, but also broadcasting and stuff like that. And she worked for a local radio station in Nashville, Tennessee, which is still down south there. And, yeah, that's just north of Mississippi there. And so I guess she was a broadcaster and announcer for a local radio station in Nashville. Maybe it had some talk shows on there, talk radio maybe, or maybe she was playing some music. Who knows? But that sort of gave her some broadcast experience.
Mm-hmm. That's what I studied in school. My bachelor's is in broadcast news. So I understand this type of work. She worked as a local news anchor. If you're a news anchor, you're someone who sits and reads the news at a desk. Those are those people we see on TV. We also call them talking heads in the business. So she was an anchor. She didn't really go out and get stories. That's what a reporter does. She would just sit and read the news to people. After 2 years, though, she was hired to host a talk show in 1978.
Right, but that was only when she was 24, so that's a pretty good start there.
Yeah.
And yet it wasn't until 1984, which is 6 years after that, that Oprah received her big break. And if you're trying to make it, trying to be successful in some kind of industry, when you finally kind of get successful, we call that your big break. There are lots of people who move to New York City and they're waiting for their big break to break into television or into acting or whatever. So they work jobs as waiters and waitresses and stuff like that. And then they get their big break and then they're famous. So, yeah, she had some success being a talk show host and stuff like that on radio. But, hey, she had her big break when she was in Chicago. She moved to Chicago in 1984 to host the TV talk show AM Chicago.
That's a big market, a big city to get a job in. So that would have been very, very exciting to her, AM Chicago. So it's a morning television show where you have to interview a lot of people. And it sounds like she was really good at interviewing people. Now, the reason why she got that opportunity was that show wasn't doing very well. It said it had sagging ratings. Your ratings are the numbers that show how many people are watching you or listening to you. It's usually an indicator of whether a particular show is popular. It could be either television or radio. Well, here it says AM Chicago, before they hired Oprah, had sagging ratings. To sag means become weaker or fewer. We could say our economy is beginning to sag. Or if you're a company and you sell a type of product, you might have bad sales one month and say, ooh, this month we had sagging sales. Our sales sagged. Well, the people who hired her wanted to lift or bring up the ratings, so they hired Oprah.
That's a good idea. So if your program has sagging ratings, fewer and fewer people are watching, you need to do something. It looks like they did the right thing, as we're going to find out in a few moments. But right now, we're going to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第三单元。好，我们要介绍一位大家都听过一个很有名的主持人，他叫做 Oprah Winfrey。我们来看看一开始呢，介绍他的生平、他的背景，还有他的成功经历。他的出身，看到第一句里面，他用到了一个片语，当我们要说一个人是来自于什么样的家庭，他出生于什么样的环境，这细词要特别留意。他说 was born to a poor mother， 注意到后面那边的 to， 当你说你是什么样的父母，你的介系词是 to， be born to somebody。 比如说你也可以讲 she was born to a poor mother， 或者是 of German parents， 她是来自什么样的父母亲。那但是如果你是讲她诞生于什么样的家庭，比如说 she was born into a poor family， 比较常见的介系词就变成 into。再来我们继续看下面，又说到谈到他的名字的来源，其实很有趣，因为他的名字现在我们叫他 Oprah， 其实是误念的，把发音念错了，发错音了。这个字来看到 mispronounced， 这个 mispronounced 我们要留意的是字首，字首的 M-I-S， 它其实也是一个否定的字根。那这个字首呢，它后面常常会加一个动词，然后呢就形成一个相反的意思。比如说咯 misbehave， 如果你加上 behave， 前面有了 mess 就表示你行为不检。那比如说 spell， 这是拼字，你前面加一个 mess， misspell， 那就是拼错了。一样的道理，我们再看，如果是一个 lead， 你前面加 mislead， 那就变成误导。所以这个字首其实可以组合成很多具有相反词意思的动词。再来，下面要另外注意的是 despite。despite 这个字，我们常常在考试里面会用到，要比较 despite 跟 in spite of， 还有 although 这几个的区别。那其实 despite 跟 in spite of 要留意，他们两个是一样的。 Despite 一个字就是一个介系词 ，in spite of 当然也是一个介系词片语，所以后面都要接名词。这也是为什么当你提到，哎，说到说他非常的穷，尽管他非常穷，而且母亲不太支持他，但是他功课很好。那在这边 ，despite being poor and having an often unsupportive mother。B-E-I-N-G 这里很明显的你 be 动词要加 ing 理由就是因为前面的 despite 是一个介系词好再来下一段我们要谈一个重要的句构看到一开始的 It wasn't until 1984 that Oprah received her big break 这个句构其实也是考试里面常见的题目这是一个分裂句意思就是直到1984年然后 Oprah 才得到大好的机会直到怎么样才怎样如果你用 at 然后后面接 wasn't until 加时间然后再加个 that 子句这种是分裂句的句构另外会常常跟他一起做比较的就是他的倒装句型如果你把 not until 直接放句首然后加时间后面就会有倒装以这句来说我们写成倒装句呢就会是 not Until 1984, did Oprah receive her big break?
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson where we left off. We were talking about Oprah Winfrey and some of her early life coming from Mississippi and working as a radio station broadcaster in Nashville and then later getting her big break by hosting a TV talk show in Chicago. Yeah! And in a matter of months, the show went from dead last in the ratings to number one, the highest rated daytime talk show in America, and it was eventually renamed the Oprah Winfrey Show, which is how she became famous and how she became such a household name in the United States. So here in this sentence, we have the phrase, in a matter of months. That means concerning something. It was only a couple of months in a matter of months. You could say in a matter of time, or it's just a matter of time. In other words,You need time for this problem to go away.
Mm-hmm. Well, the show's popularity was mainly due to Oprah's hosting style. The style is just means anything that sets you apart from others. It's the way you do things. Here we're talking about someone who hosts a show. A host of a talk show is the person who asks the guests questions about their lives, or maybe they're on the show to publicize a movie that's coming out. A lot of famous people will be invited to these talk shows because, of course, the audience wants to see celebrities, right?
Right.
She was a really good interviewer. There were reasons why she was popular. It says here she was empathetic. If you're empathetic, you have a lot of empathy for people. It means you have the same feelings as they do. You understand their feelings so well. You can relate to them. She's also witty, which I think is really true. If you're witty, you're not only clever, you're funny at the same time. So she was always fun to listen to interview other people because she could get them to talk about things that perhaps other people couldn't get them to say. So she was really good at this.
Indeed. And, of course, we're talking about talk shows. And at the time, they had different talk show formats, like Dick Cavett. I don't know if you've heard of him. He hosted talk shows and he interviewed people on the program. But
he just passed away.
Oh, he did. That's true. And then later we had Phil Donahue, who was a talk show host at the same time.
Just he was before. Also in Chicago.
Exactly. And he had this talk show approach where he actually got to people in the audience involved. And Oprah kind of took it one step further by kind of making it into something resembling group therapy. To resemble means to look like or to seem like, and group therapy usually refers to people who have psychological problems. They go see a therapist, and they see them as a group, or they see the therapist as a group, not just one person, but maybe five or six or even more.
Yeah, where maybe people have experienced the same sort of tragedy. Maybe all the people in the group have had a family member pass away from perhaps a murder or something, and they get together and they talk their feelings out loud with others and talk through this thing that they've been through, and supposedly it's supposed to help them. To resemble is one of our vocabulary words. It means to be like somebody or to look like somebody or something. I strongly resemble my father. So her show actually looked like people were able to talk about their feelings, and so it helped them overcome some difficulties. It did look like that sometimes. And as Tom said, therapy is just the treatment that we use to help people who have either had physical problems or mental problems. Here we're talking about mental illnesses more than physical. But, yeah, a lot of the people would feel like, oh, this really made me feel better about my life. I'm glad I came to the Oprah Winfrey Show. Or people who were listening at home, turning on their televisions, felt helped.
And we should also mention that most of the talk show hosts at the time were white men. Dick Cavett, Phil Donahue, the ones I just mentioned,
sure,
were white men. So here, viewers also felt that Oprah stood for underrepresented people. For example, she was a woman and she was black. And, of course, she didn't fit the stereotype of a thin supermodel that prevailed on TV. Yeah, Oprah's always had a weight problem. She's tried to lose weight, and then she loses it and gains it back. So, yeah, sometimes she's kind of overweight, sometimes she's okay. But, again, we've got underrepresented here, which means people are not represented the way they should be. We see some people, but other ones we just don't know anything about them.
So what was different about Oprah? Well, first, she was a woman. She was black, which was very unusual. And she didn't fit the stereotype that we were seeing on TV at the time. Stereotype is just a way to characterize people, and you kind of put them all into one group. To stereotype someone's kind of unfair and untrue a lot of times. Not everybody is the same, as we know. But we use stereotypes a lot, like women can't drive, or all women are bad scientists, things like that. Those are stereotypes. Now, if something prevails, here it means that it was common or usual to see. So mostly we would see these really beautiful, thin, supermodel type people on TV. But suddenly here was Oprah. She was actually quite big, quite large. She does have a weight problem, but it's because of her body. She has a physical problem that makes it hard for her to lose weight.
But she always tries,
yeah,
and she always kind of feels disappointed when she fails. But in any case, let's continue talking about the Oprah Winfrey Show, which began back in 1984, and the show ran until 2011, or you could also say 2011, which is a pretty long time there.
Yeah.
And among its most memorable moments were Oprah's giveaways. She's done all sorts of fun things on this show, so we talk about something as being memorable when it's something that we'll remember. It's usually something really cool. Maybe it made us cry, made us excited, so it's very memorable. You could have a memorable experience if you have a family vacation to Tahiti or someplace like that. And, well, she often had these giveaways. A giveaway, of course, is when something is given away. It's given to somebody for free.
Yeah. For example, some of the convenience stores here in Taiwan will have free giveaways sometimes. Those are fun. Well, on one episode in 2004, she shocked the guests in the audience by proclaiming, "Everyone gets a car!" This was a really big show. I remember it. I was in New York at the time, and I thought, wow, that's a lot of money. She had people donating items, but some of the money came from her own pocket. If you proclaim something, it says, it just means you're stating something in a public way. It's very official. You could also say she announced or declared, "Everybody is getting a car today," which is kind of fun. During the premiere of the show's final season, 300 lucky fans received a trip to Australia with Oprah.
Ooh.
The premiere is the first time something happens, and here we're saying the first show of the last season, which was 2011. That's when 300 fans got to take a trip to Australia with the host herself.
Cool! I'd like to win a trip to Australia myself. So that was the premiere, the last show of that particular season, which was the final season, which I'm guessing was in 2011, just a couple of years ago, which is a pity. I understand that you could watch the Oprah Winfrey Show on cable television here in Taiwan for many years. I had basic cable where we live, so I never got to see this. I guess it was on a special channel or something like that. But in any case, I'm sure lots of people have watched that program. Do they still do the talk show format in the U.S. now? Are they still pretty popular?
No, not as popular.
We have our reality TV shows now.
Well, we have our nighttime talk shows, you know, like David Letterman, things like that.
Yeah. I understand Arsenio Hall is coming back, too.
Oh.
But in any case here, that was the premiere. And, hey, lots of those fans received a trip to Australia to go see the Sydney Opera House and the Great Barrier Reef and kangaroos and stuff like that. Sounds like a lot of fun. Good on you, Oprah. She's still going strong. We'll continue talking about her in our next program, but that's it for today. We're going to finish by listening now to our Chinese teacher.
好，我们继续来看 Oprah 呢，她当然非常的成功，可是她的成功的经历有一个比较平凡的起点。那我们来看看，我们说的 Oprah， 她之所以受欢迎，是因为她是 underrepresented， 她代表的是一个underrepresented people， 也就是弱势的族群。所以我们要看这个字 underrepresented， 一样的字首的 under 往往呢就是有一个负面的含义，在什么之下。那所以我们会常看到所谓的下层社会的被低估的，资金缺乏不足的，这些字其实都有 under 在前面。我们刚刚说的像 underestimated 就是被低估的，underprivileged 其实也是指下层社会的， underfinanced 就是表示资金短缺的，这几个都是常见的跟 under 有关的放字首的一些形容词。好，再来我们再看一个字，这个字就是 giveaways。 我们提到 Oprah， 她常常在节目里面送礼物，那送礼物送出来的东西就叫她 giveaway。这是一个名词，但是它来自于它的动词片语，原来赠送就是 give away， 这是动词片语哦。那你把它变成名词 give away 连在一起形成了名词，其实还蛮简单的。那再举一个例子给大家参考，比如说像 get away， 如果分开来看，这也是一个动词片语，就是离开，离开某个地方。但是你知道吗，如果你把 get away 合在一起变成一个名词的话，那它就变成是一个让你离开你原来的地方去度假的度假胜地。
That's all for today. Thanks for joining us, and make sure you join us again next time for another edition of English Digest. For English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.